Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sarabjit Kaur. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Semicon India 2025 in New Delhi today. Prime Minister also to launch Bihar Rajya Jivika Nidhi Sahak Sahakari Sangh Limited through video conferencing this morning. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh hails Prime Minister Modi's visit to China, calls it significant step in strengthening India's diplomatic presence on global stage. DGCA grants safety clearance to Air India SATS, the first ground handling operations company in India. Centre assures all possible assistance to Punjab as 12 districts reeling under severe floods. 29 people die and nearly 1 lakh hectares of farmland impacted. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall over isolated places of Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh today. And India to host Badminton World Championships in August 2026 after 17 years. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Semicon India 2025 at Yashobhoomi in New Delhi today. The three-day conference will focus on advancing a robust, resilient and sustainable semiconductor ecosystem in the country. Prime Minister will also participate in CEO's roundtable tomorrow.
The event will feature sessions on the progress of the Semicon India program, smart manufacturing, innovations in research and development, artificial intelligence, investment opportunities and state-level policy implementation, among others. Over 20,000 attendees, including more than 2,500 delegates from over 48 countries, will participate in the conference. It will also include six countries' roundtable discussions, country pavilions and dedicated pavilions for workforce development and startups. The event will highlight initiatives under the Design-Linked Incentive Scheme, the growth of the startup ecosystem, international cooperation, and the future roadmap for India's semiconductor sector. With Dipendra Kumar, Priya Mondal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch Bihar Rajya Jivika Nidhi Sahak Sahakari Sangh Limited through video conferencing today. This initiative is expected to strengthen entrepreneurship development among rural women and accelerate the growth of community-led enterprises. More details from our correspondent.
The objective of establishing the Jivika Nidhi is to provide easy access to funds at affordable interest rates to community members associated with Jivika. For the operation of this institution, the central government as well as the Bihar government will contribute funds. The Jivika Nidhi has been conceived as an alternative financial system to reduce dependence on microfinance institutions and ensure the timely availability of larger loan amounts at lower interest rates. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will also transfer 105 crore rupees into the institution's bank account. The system will operate entirely on a digital platform, ensuring faster and more transparent fund transfers directly into the bank accounts of Jivika Didis. To facilitate this, 12,000 community carders are being equipped with tablets. With Pallavi, Tripti Srivastav, Akashvani News.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has praised Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to China, calling it a significant step in strengthening India's diplomatic and strategic presence on the global stage. The Defence Minister said in a social media post that Prime Minister's successful visit to China is a testimony to his diplomatic skills and India's ability to reshape and rebalance geopolitical ground realities. Mr. Singh said PM's visit has strengthened India's connect with the Shanghai Cooperation Organization or SCO. He said this visit will further firm up India's position among the Committee of Nations. He congratulated Prime Minister Modi on his extremely fruitful visit to China. German Foreign Minister Johann David Wedefuhl arrived in Bengaluru this morning on a two-day official visit to India. He will be visiting the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, before leaving for Delhi later today. Mr. Wedefuhl will meet Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar in New Delhi tomorrow. Ahead of his visit, the German Foreign Minister underscored the vital role India plays as a key partner in the Indo-Pacific region and on the global stage. Prime Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Wong, will arrive on a three-day visit to India this evening. Mr. Wong will hold bilateral talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi and hold an interaction with Indian industry and business. A number of agreements are set to be inked during Mr. Wong's visit, including in the areas of skill development, finance and digital, civil aviation, space collaboration and shipping. The visiting dignitary will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan will also meet Mr. Wong. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has granted safety clearance to Air India SATS Airport Services Private Limited for the first time. With this, India has become the second country after Malaysia in Asia-Pacific region to implement such a comprehensive framework in alignment with ICAO guidance. The DGCA has said this move reinforces its commitment to strengthening safety management systems and enhancing regulatory oversight in ground handling operations across India. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the Morning News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has spoken with Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann and discussed the situation arising due to rain and flooding in Punjab. According to government sources, immediately after landing in Delhi from China, Mr. Modi called up Punjab Chief Minister and assured all help and support to the state. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has assured the farmers of Punjab affected by floods that centre stands firmly with them in this hour of natural calamity. Punjab is battling the worst floods, having claimed 29 lives so far since August the 1st. Over 2.46 lakh people have been affected, with 1.45 lakh in Gurdaspur alone. A total of 96,061 hectares of farmland has been impacted by the floods in several districts. We have more details on this from our correspondent.
Widespread rain in Punjab has deepened the pain of its citizens as the state is battling with floods. According to meteorologist Pavneet Kaur Kingra, the continuous rain has broken the records of last 55 years in the state. Thousands of acres of land has been inundated. Hundreds of livestock have also died due to drowning. Besides Gurdaspur, Amritsar, Fazilka, Ferozpur, Pathankot, Hoshiarpur, Kapurthala and Tarn Taran, Patiala and Jalandhar has now also affected due to overflowing of Ghaggar, Tangri and Markanda rivers and release of water from Ropar. Asserting that Punjab is facing the worst floods in the recent history, Chief Minister Bhagwant Singh Mann has assured all help to the affected in this hour of crisis to bail them out of this trouble. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
Continuous rainfall across most parts of Uttarakhand has severely disrupted normal life. Landslides in the hilly regions and waterlogging in the plains have added to the difficulties faced by residents. A report.
Major rivers and mountain streams across the state are in spat. Persistent rainfall and landslides at several locations have significantly impacted daily life. In affected areas, people have been relocated to safer places and essential facilities are being provided. A red alert for heavy to extremely heavy rainfall has been issued today for parts of Dehradun and Uttarkashi district, while an orange alert is in effect for the remaining districts. Vinod Kumar Suman, Secretary of the State Disaster Management Department, stated that all necessary precautionary measures have been taken and administrative officials are closely monitoring the situation.
लगातार बरसात जारी है. बरसात के कारण जो मैदानी क्षेत्र हैं वहां पर कहीं-कहीं जलभराव की सूचना प्राप्त हुई है. सबको जो आवश्यक कदम उठाने के लिए निर्देश दिए गए थे उसमें नाव की व्यवस्था, राफ्ट की व्यवस्था, जल पुलिस, एनडीआरएफ, एसडीआरएफ की तैनाती सबके लिए बता दिया गया था. इसी प्रकार से नुकसान नहीं हुआ.
Meanwhile, light snowfall was recorded late last evening on the higher peaks of Badrinath Dham, Hemkut Sahib, Valley of Flowers, Nanda Gughatti and Rudranath. Sakshi Singh, Akash.
Jammu has been witnessing continuous heavy rainfall since last night, leading to waterlogging, traffic snarls and difficulties for daily commuters. The Met Department has predicted heavy rainfall for today as well, which may trigger cloudbursts, flash floods, landslides, mudslides and shooting stones-like situation at many vulnerable places. Details on this from our correspondent.
The local meteorological department has forecasted heavy to very heavy rains over multiple districts of the Union Territory for today, which according to the officials may trigger cloudburst, flash floods, landslides, mudslides and shooting stones like situation at many vulnerable places. The general public has been advised to stay away from water bodies, nalas, river embankments and loose structures, etc. This is N. Gulshan Raina for Akashvani News from Jammu.
In the national capital, Delhi, the water level of the Yamuna River has risen and is expected to have crossed the danger mark. Over 3 lakh cubics of water was released from Haryana's Hathni Kund Barrage between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. yesterday due to heavy rainfall in the mountains. The old railway bridge has been closed for operations and people living under the bridge are being moved to safer locations. Meanwhile, the weather department has issued warning of heavy rainfall today and in the coming days in the national capital and its adjoining areas. Gurugram and parts of NCR have asked schools and offices to operate in online mode today. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and West Uttar Pradesh till today. The death toll in eastern Afghanistan's powerful earthquake has crossed 800 with at least 2,000 people estimated to be injured. The death toll is likely to go up as people are feared trapped under the rubble. The 6.0 magnitude earthquake struck on Sunday night at a shallow depth of 8 kilometers, making it more destructive. Meanwhile, India has delivered tents for 1,000 families in Kabul. He informed that 15 tons of humanitarian aid has also been sent by the Indian mission from Kabul to Kunar. New Delhi will host the Badminton World Championships in August next year. The announcement was made by the Badminton World Federation, BWF, during the closing ceremony of the 2025 championships in Paris yesterday. The competition will return to India after 17 years and to Asia after 4 years. In 2009, the World Championships were held in Hyderabad. The last time an Asian city hosted the championships was in 2018 when it was held in China's Nanjing. India registered their third consecutive victory, defeating Kazakhstan with a massive margin of 15-0 in the Men's Asia Cup Hockey Championship at Rajgir in Bihar last evening. With this emphatic win in the last league match, India climbed to the top of the points table with 9 points in Pool A. In US Open tennis, two-time champion Naomi Osaka defeated world number 3 Coco Gauff to reach the women's singles quarterfinals. She defeated Gauff 6-3, 6-2 to reach the final 8. In men's singles, Felix Auger Aliassime defeated Andrei Rublev in straight sets as the Canadian 25th seed reached his first Grand Slam quarterfinal in 3 years. Auger Aliassime will play Australia's Alex de Minaur in the last 8. And now for a look at today's newspapers. It's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Most newspapers today open with the picture of Prime Minister Narendra Modi with Russia's Vladimir Putin and China's Xi Jinping at the SCO summit. The Hindustan Times headlines at SCO, PM slams terror, strikes strategic balance. Tianjin Declaration denounces Pahalgam, informs the Tribune. The Statesman on its front page takes note. Total disaster. A furious Trump blasts trade with India, calling it one-sided. With relentless rainfall unleashing chaos, the pioneer writes, extreme weather brings North India on knees. And finally, the Indian Express reveals some of the key findings from data collected from cancer registries across the country. First data out, more women get cancer than men, but lower share in deaths. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Semicon India 2025 in New Delhi today. Prime Minister also to launch Bihar Rajya Jivika Nidhi Sahak Sahakari Sangh Limited through video conferencing this morning. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh hails Prime Minister Modi's visit to China, calls it significant step in strengthening India's diplomatic presence on global stage. DGCA grants safety clearance to Air India SATS, the first ground handling operations company in India. Center assures all possible assistance to Punjab as 12 districts reeling under severe floods. 29 people die and nearly 1 lakh hectares of farmland impacted. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall over isolated places of Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh today, and India to host Badminton World Championships in August 2026 after 17 years. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.